理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 4 Unforgettable Experiences Listening Hank Stram lives in San Francisco with his wife and daughter. On October 17, 1989, a strong earthquake took place and killed over 100 people. Hank was caught in the earthquake. 1. Listen to part 1. Then answer these questions in pairs. Part 1.I will never forget the day when the earthquake took place. The time was 5:15 in the afternoon, and I was driving along the road to fetch my daughter from school. Our plan had been to go swimming together. I had finished work at 4:00 and had then gone to the post office. I was driving along a high road on my way to the school. Over my road was another road for cars going the other way. Suddenly,I saw the cars in front of me start to move from side to side. I slowed down. Then my car started to shake. I didn't know what was happening. Perhaps something had gone wrong with my car. I drove even slower. Then the road above started to fall down. I stopped the car, and at the same moment the road fell onto the cars in front of me. 2. Listen to part 2. Fill in the blanks...and write the words in the spaces. Part 2. I found myself in the dark. I couldn't move. The bottom part of my legs and my feet were hurting badly, and I couldn't move them. All around me was quiet, but below me I could hear shouts and a lot of noise. Then I remembered what had happened. It was clear to me now that I had been in an earthquake. For 2 hours nobody came. Then I heard people climbing towards me.A team of people had come to see if anyone was under the broken road. I called out, "I'm here!" I heard a shout. Soon a stranger climbed to the side of the bridge near my car. It took them more than 12 hours to get me out of my car and bring me to a hospital. Speaking. You have promised to play tennis with your friend every week, but you are not very good at it.Example?
I'm not very good at tennis, you know.
Don't worry. We are playing for fun. Just try and you'll see you can do it.
I haven't played tennis for a very long time.
Well done. That was a very good ball. You see you can do it.
I hope so. I enjoy playing tennis with you. See you next week.
Reading.
The Rescue.Flora heard somebody shouting. She looked around and saw Jeff running. Before she could move, she heard a loud noise, which grew to a terrible roar. She looked at Jeff, who was waving his arms. She looked around behind her. There, she saw a wall of water that was quickly advancing towards her. She was so surprised...that she couldn't move. She wanted to watch it. However, before she could think twice, the water was upon her. Run! Jeff shouted, seizing her arm. The next moment, the first wave swept her down, swallowing the garden. Jeff dragged her towards the house. Everything went so fast, she couldn't think. Before they reached the house,A new great wave came, sweeping down trees and sweeping them down too. They both went down underwater. Then Jeff pulled her up. He was standing, holding onto a tree that grew against the wall. Flora's head was above the water, but she couldn't stand up. She struggled and struggled, but could not get on her feet. Only his hand was holding her hand.She fought for her life and finally pulled herself up. Now, the water, which was cold as ice and flowed faster than a river, was above her knees. Jeff and Flora looked into each other's face with a look of fright. "Get to the steps!" Jeff shouted. It was only just around the corner. four big steps. She looked at him, but she could not move. When the water seemed to go down a little, they ran. As they got to the steps, they heard another great roar, and the wall of the house shook. The water flowed around their legs again, but Jeff had opened the hall door. Flora quickly began climbing the stairs. Boom! Another wave struck the house, and a strange cracking noise began. The water moved up like a sea. Flora ran up the stairs. There she stopped, listening to the strange sounds, while the whole house moved. Flora, whose beautiful hair and dress were all cold and wet, started crying. "The house is falling down!" shouted Jeff. "Where is the chimney? Which room? The chimney will stand." Jeff looked out of the window. Below, the water swept past the house like a wild river. Tree after tree went down, cut down by the water, which must have been 3 meters deep. The garden that was once so beautiful was completely destroyed, swept away by the wild water. A terrible noise went through the house. A part of the house had gone down, and the floor moved up and down under their feet. For some moments, both were silent. "This will stand. This here will stand. See? That chimney, like a tower. Yes, all right, all right."
Integrating skills. Reading and writing.
During the first week of May, I went on holiday to Sichuan. First, I found some photos of interesting places which were not too far away from Chengdu. I decided to go and see the Big Buddha in Lushan and Mount Ormei. Next, I called a travel agent whose telephone number I found in a newspaper. He told me that I could go on a 2-day trip to Lushan and Ormei, which wasn't too expensive. My friends Xiao Rong and Wei Bin said they would come with me. We took a few bottles of water, some apples and oranges, which we put into my bag. The next day we got up at 5 o'clock. First we went to Lushan, where we climbed all the way up the mountain to see the Buddha. The Buddha is really very big, taller than the highest building in our village. Looking up at the large head and down at the large feet makes you feel so small. Wei Bin took photos of us standing in front of the Buddha. The next morning, we climbed Mount Ormei. There are many old temples, and the forest on the mountain is very beautiful. The wild monkeys are the most exciting things on Mount Ormei. They are not at all afraid of people. In a second, they will come to you and touch you. The monkeys really like to touch my hair. Xiao Rong took a photo of a monkey that was sitting on my head. The monkeys look sweet, but they can be very naughty. A small monkey suddenly put its hand in Xiao Rong's pocket. Wei Bin took out some peanuts, and it was fun to see a monkey eat from his hand. Finally, towards evening, we were on the way back to Chengdu. We were all very tired and slept on the bus. But our trip to Sichuan was really unforgettable.
Words and Expressions, Unit 4. Unforgettable. Seismograph. Howard Carter. King. King Tut. Host. Hank Stram. Take place. On fire. Scare. Disaster. Finally. Rescue. Flora. Roar. Advance. Upon. Seize. Swallow. Drag. Pull somebody up. Struggle. Get on one's feet. Fight. Fought. Flow. Fright. Shake. Shook. Shaken. Stare. Boom. Strike. Struck. Stricken. go through, destroy, tower, national, deadline, fear, opportunity, on holiday, Kevin, article, couch, workaholic, Buddha, agent, travel agent, temple, touch, naughty, peanut, note. Unit 5. The Silver Screen. Listening. Listen to the interview with Mr. Malcolm Langland and answer the following questions. Today, on our program about the history of modern theater and film, we will interview Mr. Malcolm Langland. He is a famous actor who plays the leading part in the new Shakespeare play in London. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Langland.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
As a first question, I should like to ask you how your career in the theater started. Have you always wanted to be an actor?
No, not really. When I was a student, I hoped to become a teacher. I sometimes dream of being a film star, but I grew up in a small town in the West. People there don't have big dreams. When I was young, I looked only at what I thought was possible in our small town. We lived far away from the big cities. We didn't even have a theater. Films were shown in the school library. There wasn't a lot to do.
When you were 18 years old, you went to university in Melbourne. You studied law. Why didn't you study art?
Because my father did not want me to study art. He said that I could never find a good job as an art student. My father wanted me to study medicine or engineering. Well, I chose to study law. It was boring to me. In my free time, I joined a student club. I spent many, many evenings there. We used to sing, dance, and act on the stage.
And when did you decide to become an actor?
When I met my wife Fiona at the student club. She made me leave university and start a career with her in the theater.
You had a job in the theater before playing in your first film. How did that come about?
In the first film I acted, I was only given a small part. It was The Dream Machine. Fiona introduced me to the director. I was only a beginning actor and didn't have any experience. It was a small beginning, but it was the beginning of my career.
Speaking. Ask questions about the place where they grew up, the time when they were young, the reasons why they chose their jobs, and about their career.
Meryl Streep was born in a small village in America in 1949. After high school, Meryl went to study at a famous drama school. While still a student, she played roles in many plays. After graduating, she went to New York, where she started working as an actress, and won the Theatre World Award for her role in a play. Meryl Streep made her first film, called Julia, in 1977. A few years later, she won her first Oscar as Best Actress for the film, Kramer vs. Kramer. During the 1980s and 1990s, she won many more prizes while acting in famous films, such as Sophie's Choice, Out of Africa, and Music of the Heart. Meryl Streep got married in 1978 and has a son and three daughters.
Keanu Reeves was born in Lebanon in 1964. He grew up in Toronto and left high school without a degree when he was 17. In the beginning, he took many small jobs to make money. When he was 20 years old, he acted in his first film called Wolf Boy. In 1986, he moved to Hollywood to live with his stepfather, who is a film director. After acting in many cheap films for a few years, he was asked to play a role in the film Speed in 1994. This film quickly made him famous. Since then, Keanu Reeves has acted in more than 12 films such as The Matrix, Sweet November, and Hardball. Reading. Getting to know Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg, whose mother was a music teacher, was born in 1946 in a small town in America. He started making short films when he was still a young boy. He made his first real film when he was 12. This was a film in which Spielberg used real actors instead of toys. He wrote the scripts for the films himself. In 1959, Spielberg won a prize for a short film which he made when he was 13 years old. A few years later, when he was 16, he made a film called Firelight. When Spielberg was young, his dream was to go to the Film Academy, but he couldn't. The reason why he could not go there was that his grades were too low. After studying English, he got a small job at a film studio. Here he worked on a short film which won him a job as the youngest film director in the world. This was the moment when Spielberg's career really took off. Jaws, one of his first films, was a real blockbuster. It is about a big white shark that attacks swimmers who are spending their holidays in a small village by the sea. Many people who saw the film were afraid to swim in the sea when they remembered the scenes in which people were eaten by the shark. Spielberg has made two films about creatures that come to the Earth from outer space. For example, E.T. is about a young boy called Elliot, who makes friends with a small creature from outer space and helps him to find a way to go home. The world of adults is cold. Scientists want to find E.T. to cut him into pieces to do research. But in the world of children, and the world where E.T. comes from, love and friendship are the most important things in life. Jurassic Park, which Spielberg made in 1993, is about a park where a very rich man keeps different kinds of dinosaurs. When the park is hit by a storm, things start going wrong. The film becomes very exciting when the children are hunted by meat-eating dinosaurs. After these highly successful films, Spielberg made several follow-ups of Jaws and Jurassic Park. His later films, such as Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, are about the cruelty of war. In his war films, he has shown that love and peace will win over war in the end. Steven Spielberg is one of the top directors in the film industry and also has many fans in China. When asked about the secret of his success, Steven Spielberg said that he owes much of his success and happiness to his wife and children. He met Kate Capshaw, who was an actress, when he was working on one of his films. After that, it still took 7 years before they finally got married. The couple has 7 children in all. Integrating skills. Reading and writing.
Not One Less. John E. Moe's film, Not One Less, tells a simple but moving story. Mr. Gao, the only teacher of the Shui Chuan Primary School, has to stay away for a month to take care of his sick mother. The village leader, Mr. Qian, asks Wei Minzhi to take Mr. Gao's place until he comes back. Minzhi is only a 13-year-old girl who has finished her primary school. When she is asked to do the job, she says she can read, write, and sing. She gets the job because there is nobody else in the village who can take it. The most important thing for young Minzhi is not to lose any more pupils from the school. Not one less before Mr. Gao returns. At first, Minzhi doesn't know what her students need to learn, and she doesn't know how to keep them quiet in class. She writes the lessons onto the blackboard and then makes her students copy them into their notebooks. She tries to keep the students in the classroom by locking them up in the classroom and running after those who escape. The naughtiest pupil in her class is an 11-year-old boy named Zhang Huike. He causes trouble for Minzhi almost every day. Perhaps you think Minzhi will be happy when Huike runs away from school. No. When she hears that Huike has gone to town, she becomes very worried and determines to bring Huike back safely. Minzhi wants to go to town, but she can't afford to buy a bus ticket. All the other pupils do their best to help her get onto a bus without a ticket. When Minjie has to get off the bus, she walks till she finally reaches the town. She looks everywhere, but cannot find Hui Ku. Then she decides to ask the TV station for help. She wants them to let her appear live on the air, hoping that Hui Ku will see her. She waits at the gate of the TV station for 2 days till the boss calls her. When Hui Ku sees the crying Minjie on television, he himself starts crying, but he is also happy to see her. At last, both Minjie and Hui Ku go back to their village, together with the people from the TV station. Many people like this film, not just because the story itself is moving, but also because most of the people in the film use their real names and play themselves.
Words and Expressions, Unit 5. Silver, silver screen, bicentennial man, Jurassic Park, Mulan, hero, scene, Malcolm Langland, law, career, Meryl Streep, drama, role, actress, award, Julia, Oscar, Kramer versus Kramer, prize, Sophie, choice, Sophie's choice, Keanu Reeves, Lebanon, degree, Hollywood, stepfather, director, speed, sped, speeded, speed, The Matrix, hardball, Steven Spielberg, script, actor, academy, studio, take off, Jaws, blockbuster, creature, outer, E.T., Elliot, adult, adult, go wrong, follow up, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, cruelty, peace, industry, owe something to somebody, happiness, Kate Capshaw, in all, accept, icy, Vincent van Gogh, stay away, primary, primary school, leader, lock somebody up, run after, bring somebody back, determine, live, on the air, boss, comment, action, think highly of. Unit 6. Good manners. Listening. Listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Hi, Cliff. I'm here about returning your bike.
So, it was you who took it?
Yeah, we're friends, so I thought it would be okay.
Well, listen here. I want you to ask me first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I only used it to get to school because I was late.
That's okay. Just ask me next time, will you?
Yes, well, there is a bit of a problem.
What is it?
I really have to apologize. It's about your bike.
What is it about my bike? Where is it?
That's the problem. I'm really very sorry, but it was stolen while I was at school.
Stolen? Didn't you lock it?
Of course I locked it. Here's the key. But when I came back, it was gone. I'm really very sorry. I suppose I should pay for it.
Oh, that's all right. I guess it wasn't really your fault, was it?
Thanks a lot, Bill. I'm really sorry about the bike.
That's okay. Forget it. It was an old bike anyway.
Reading. Table manners at a dinner party. People who go to a formal Western dinner party for the first time may be surprised by table manners in Western culture. Knowing them will help you make a good impression. Having good table manners means knowing, for example, how to use knives and forks, when to drink a toast, and how to behave at the table. Beside your napkin, you will find a small bread roll and three glasses. One for white wine, one for red wine, and one for water. There are two pairs of knives and forks on the table. Forks on the left, and knives on the right of the plate. When you see two spoons, the big one is for the soup, and the small one for the dessert. The knife and fork that are closest to your plate are a little bit bigger than the ones beside them. When you sit down at the table, you can take your napkin, unfold it, and put it on your lap. In China, you sometimes get a hot, damp cloth to clean your face and hands, which, however, is not the custom in Western countries. Dinner starts with a small dish, which is often called a starter. Some people pray before they start eating, and other people may keep silent for a moment. Then you can say, "Enjoy your meal," to each other, and everybody starts eating. For the starter, which you eat with the smaller pair, you keep the knife in your right hand and the fork in your left. After the starter, you will get a bowl of soup, but only one bowl of soup and never ask for a second serving. The next dish is the main course. Many Westerners think the chicken breast with its tender white flesh is the best part of the bird. Some people can use their fingers when they are eating chicken or other birds, but never touch beef or other meat on bones. It is polite to finish eating everything on your plate, so don't take more food than you need. At table, you should try to speak quietly and smile a lot, but do not laugh all the time. Most Westerners like soft drinks if they will drive home. Many of them drink white or red wine with the food. When drinking to someone's health, you raise your glasses, but the glasses should not touch. The custom of toasting in some parts of China is to finish the drink at once, but Westerners usually take only a sip. For drinking during a dinner, the best advice is never to drink too much. Table manners change over time. They follow the fashion of the day. Besides, table manners are only important at formal dinner parties. If you're not sure what to do, you can always follow your hosts. Although good manners always make you look good, you do not need to worry about all these rules while having dinner with your friends or family. Thank you.